Mr. Ban began his press conference at the African Union Summit by focusing on the critical talks finally underway many miles away in Geneva. The coalition of opposition groups known as the High Negotiations Committee delayed their arrival last week, demanding an end to government airstrikes and blockades before negotiations could begin. But a 17-person delegation, according to news reports, is now in the Swiss city of Geneva, saying they'd not withdrawn their demands but were prepared to engage with UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura, who'll be meeting the warring groups separately in a talks process that's scheduled to last 6 months. Mr. Ban said the stakes could not be higher.
I urge all parties to put the people of Syria at the heart of their discussions and above partisan interest. The civilians, including children and women, have been bearing the brunt of this conflict. We must urgently see an end to the fighting, the siege, and the other terrible human rights abuses that have characterized this war.
As a reminder of the consequences of failing to end the war, which has left more than 10 million homeless and killed more than 250,000, it was reported by the UN on Sunday that the situation remains dire for thousands of besieged and hungry Syrians. More than 12,500 people face a deteriorating humanitarian crisis in the towns of Fur and Kafraya, which are besieged by opposition forces. 70% of the farmland around the towns, which had helped to feed the hungry population, is now inaccessible due to the danger of sniper fire, said the UN. Proximity talks involving all the parties are due to begin in Geneva on Monday. Matthew Wells, United Nations.